She'd been in Columbus a while, and since her husband died, she went right straight to Columbus. But she only has one son, and he was married and lived in Columbus, and so she went back.
It's the mess in here. I have clothes.
I didn't like it when they put those old glasses on.
I didn't mean either, but
Allison, isn't she pretty? You don't remember Gracie, do you?
Very briefly, Mom. I think she came with two children, and I think
right
one,
here.
And I think
when we lived here before, we lived here in this house twice.
You know where the house is where they used to live here?
Who?
My mother. The old Jackson place they called it?
Oh, she worked here. She in Jackson.
Rick home was.
Well, now you're. You're Gracie's daughter.
Yeah.
She never lived in Jackson.
No, she didn't work.
We're talking about her grandma.
We've got a picture. Was her grandma in the old Jackson place?
Alice,
she didn't know I named it.
I thought you thought.
I don't know that I could. I got this today. This date on Ann Emmett. Mother Wayne.
Oh, we know that. We have that.
And I said, well, they'll have that number.
That's the first time ever. I always really remember seeing I've heard talking about
her long. She died.
Well, she came to a funeral.
Was you the at the funeral?
Yeah, and I saw you and Everett and Talma and, is that a...
No, not Talma.
Not Talma? Well, somebody's widow.
Ethel.
Ethel. Okay.
No, not Ethel.
Well, somebody's widow. I thought it was Talma.
A Myrtle. Of course, she is.
Yeah, Myrtle. Thank
God. No, but it was the in-law. It was one of the brothers.
One of her brothers.
Yeah. Oh, it was Henrietta.
Oh, what?
Henrietta. Let me see. Myrtle and Henrietta and Wilda. Wilda is Myrtle's granddaughter.
Yeah,
she drove. And they were just four of us that went. We didn't go by Columbus to pick up.
I never did meet Winona.
And she did.
That's
her
mother had.
Well, that was down to Kentucky last time. You didn't, or they stopped at Myrtle's last time.
They didn't friend Winona. They didn't stop here one
no,
night.
No, I don't know. I believe they've been here twice, but they didn't come to see us.
Well, they came one time, and I don't think
well, I know.
We tried to call all of them.
They're all
yeah.
Nice.
They tried.
Well, I was a girl. Mother was gone. This week and next week, my brother's family's home from Minnesota.
I know that's in your
letter. The living is just so erratic. Well, they were still talking to me.
Well, we
aren't going to
stay that long
in the body. Well, we're not going to bother. We want you to stay.
Well, we got to get back. We're home tonight. So we're just going
to
be
here
a little while.
To where you live?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she
back to Cleveland, and I have to pick up a daughter in Cleveland.
You live right in Cleveland?
She's about 10 miles out. Is it 10?
14.
Oh. Her son lives in Shaker Heights.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I lived in Shaker Heights a while.
Oh, did you? He lives on Lattimore.
Lomond.
Well, that's not very far.
Uh-huh.
And Linfield and Lattimore.
Well, he drives down. Does he drive down to Shaker Heights?
Is that also Van Acre?
Yeah. My son works at Cleveland Clinic.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
He's a photographer.
Oh,
and he works in surgery, makes films, and... Yes, and then then different diseases and different surgical procedures, color, so he specializes in color, and color shows, you know, makes a big difference in the treatment and the response to so well.
Oh,
it's very interesting work.
I bet it would be.
We were up there for the second baby Christmas 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I don't think I'd like to live in Cleveland.
I went to college.
Did you go to what?
I went to Bible college.
Oh. It'd be all right if you had a car.
Oh, yeah. It's too hard to get
around. Not there anymore. They don't have
them. We don't have the college.
Do they? And Cleveland State's right down there in the middle of
it. My son went to Kent State up in Asheville. And he went to Kent State 2 years, and then he went in the Navy. And Mom, but it's long towards the front. Like this, she has a picture.
Well, Lois rounded these up somewhere.
Oh, does
she? Yeah.
This is when he's younger now. We have a couple when we have just their heads in a group picture.
Oh.
When they were real white headed.
Now, this is my baby son.
And you know he's so great. He was in a baby before my twin.
Of course, I'm back there when there's a
baby.
That was Grandma Jerry Ross.
That had the twins last year that I was telling you about. My great grand twin.
I don't have the drawing. That's real good. That's just a
reunion that I was in, but Emily's not in. She used to go to church with me.
Yeah, I lived in this house when I
go with her. Don't you work for the Wood?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I saw Mrs. Wood down in the office last week. Yes, with two canes and has the most wonderful attitude you ever saw. Mm-hmm. And she's 90. And she's still heavy. And just
old. Now, put that.
Where are you? Dressed
up in that's one of my son-in-laws.
Two canes and gets in and out of the dental chair without one. Still has
one. Mm-hmm.
She sat for more than an hour.
And the three of them in the dental chair. Or Ethel gave me, brought her down here and gave it to me.
not too long ago. She said for me to send it to Freddie.
Maybe it did. Oh, you haven't
and,
seen it.
Well,
I'm pretty sure just that that's where we got this.
I know
Mom never had one like this. Mom never had one like this. Maybe it was in Grandma Jones' stuff. That's probably what it was.
That looks just exactly like my daddy did. And
he was 92, but he didn't give him any.
You could really get around.
Yeah. I remember
getting
to tell
somebody. Well, honey,
Uncle Clifton was around.
Very.
They all say I look.
She ate good, but she just, you know, when you get that age, I guess your body doesn't always use the food or something. And Winona was so good to her.
Yes, she was.
I think Fred was always a favorite anyhow.
Yes.
He was the first grandchild.
Well, you know, I always said the two together.
I think she really liked it. Have you stopped at Allison's on the beaches? No, I saw Aunt Zona, but I don't know where to find Aunt Alice. I don't think I've ever been to Aunt Alice's house. But we knew where to find Aunt Zona.
Haven't seen her in years. She's lost weight.
She's still pretty, but she's lost a lot of weight. She has arthritis and sugar. She's lost her vision. You know the way around the house that you can't read or anything? You can't see TV?
And now she looked, Azona looked like her daddy.
Beautiful.
She had dark.
She's still pretty.
They never was a better looking man than Mozzie Jones.
Yeah, he's good looking. Yeah.
I think we're going to try to get on up and see his brother, John Milt. Did you know him?
Not too good. Where does he live?
Out of Circleville.
Oh?
With his son Bernard. But we stopped at the old home place in Old Town where he used to live. And his son's living there, Clyde. And he looked like Grandpa Jones, Mozzie.
Clyde
didn't. This is his nephew.
Well, Mozzie, he was a good-looking man.
We stopped at Stella's, and she gave me the nicest picture of Grandpa.
Do you see Dovey?
No, we haven't seen Dovey since my mother died. You know, she used to come there a lot with Cher, but we haven't seen her since...
She was at Emma's funeral.
That's the last I've seen her.
Well, that's the last week. We've got
Well, that's his dad and younger brother. Here's Aunt Zona.
Zona and Bert used to come to our house so much.
He's kind of small musty there.
Is this Zona's little boy?
Yeah. He's a dentist now in Winnersburg. I wanted to show you that picture of Grandpa because it was...
I'm working at dental office.
I thought maybe you did when you were talking about that.
I've been a tooth for 4 years and another dentist that passed away. I worked for him 15 and a half years.
She just got burned up, so she gave me some of them.
Young lady when she came to Jackson, and I can just remember that That's where I wanted to come up through there.
The most interesting thing, you know, that sticks out in the mind. It's young, but I know it was down south.
Did you notice one of
This looks like that nest.
Alice's boys. One of them, he just looked. His hair was cut to pretty.
Yeah.
And all. That's the doctor.
But
the dentist.
David had the hair.
You couldn't hardly see his eyes.
No, he really had long beard. You remember, or did you see me in your
I heard her say she wanted
I haven't seen him in years.
I want to get Aunt Mary over there to see him. He used to think so much
of her. Somebody saying he looked like one of these rabbis.
We can't help. But then it's all right. We have to live with it. And we're going to live with more.
Well, worse, huh?
And Bertha, do you know any? Do you know your the Ross's parents or any names and anything?
I just know my.
You'll be back with Jeremiah and Sarah Alice. You know their.
Well, they're my parents.
But do you know their? We've got.
I think we put it.
She's got Dr. Thomas Campbell and Cynthia Brown, and that's just the names. I think is what. I think names is all she has.
That's my mother's.
She's got Thomas Campbell and Cynthia Brown for mother, and Nelson Ross and Nancy Gibson for father. You didn't know dates or anything or birth?
No,
birth places.
Not to have Bible or something that fun, huh?
Well, they and I don't imagine they have that in the Bible. I've had a lot, some of them to ask me, but I knew my, I don't know, the Brown name has always been outstanding in my mind because my mother tried to claim relationship with Brown. She said, now that might be
some relationship.
Tell us something about when you were kids at home.
Tell us something funny happened when you were kids, huh?
I don't know where anything ever happened or not.
Lived on a farm?
Yes. She was raised on the farm. I lived in Kentucky till I was 14. Of course, now we went to Wisconsin.
That's what I said the other day. I thought...
We went in April and back in November. My mother wasn't satisfied, and that is the one thing that my daddy gave in and let her do was to come back to Kentucky.
Yeah?
Because my daddy was set in his ways. And it wasn't... What you call me?
No,
but he was just setting his way.
I don't know where we heard it. We've heard Severn. Jerry Ross. That's been expressed for years.
That's still is.
Yes, that's his old Jerry Ross. We hear that. I don't know how he.
Setting
your ways is a nicer way of saying.
I take it. I'd be more like it,
To be polite.
You've got to be set in some way.
When we was married, the girl was working so hard to have our 50th anniversary. Ernestine said, Mom, that's the other kid. She said, Mom, how did you and Dad live together for 50 years that I never heard you yell at Dad in my life. I never heard Daddy yell at you. How did you do it, Mom?
How did you do that?
And you were talking to Grandma and Grandpa Ross.
She was talking to me.
To you.
Right.
Okay.
And I said, well, Ernestine, do you want to know the truth? She said, yes, Mom, and I know you're telling me the truth. And I said, well, I always let your daddy have his way. She didn't care much what she said then. And she said, well, I'll be damned if I'm going to let Joe Kelly have his way. But she did.
Yeah.
She did. And she does get, yeah, because she's crippled.
I think,
and all.
I think the woman has to give in more.
No.
Well, I think it's, you should.
Well, I
unless it's something that's really,
but really not right, huh?
Yeah.
I did. We never argued. Now, I have argued with
him. Well, I think you should.
Sure, we can.
But I wouldn't argue with anybody unless I positively knew. Now, I'd say, well, no, I really don't know. And I'd say that to him a lot of times. But if I really knew I was in the right, I'd argue till the stars fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say I couldn't, because if I was right.
Uh-huh.
But if I wasn't, why, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to argue.
Yeah.
But they say it's in the Rosses to argue. But I think I was more of a camel than I was a Ross, because my mother never argued.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had more of a
camel. Yeah, I know Grace always talks about it.
My
grandma's a gentle, you know.
You like Grandma Ross so much.
She was a good woman. Mm-hmm. She was good to everybody. Why don't you... You don't have to go to work tomorrow, do you?
That's my day of work.
As much work as he does, he's laid off. He has to sign.
He has to sign his sign up.
Oh. You're on a strike.
No, just laid off.
Oh, just laid off. Oh.
Now,
where do you live?
Bedford Heights.
And do you...
I live closer to Youngstown, about 30 miles from Uncle Earl. Damascus is the name of my place.
Oh, you live in a house?
Uh-huh.
And now, three, her and Russell.
And we have another brother that lives out near us in Ohio, Russell, the youngest. One had polio?
Yeah, I never did see, I never did see only two of Grace's children.
Yeah.
And now, Fayetta.
That's me.
Now, you're Fayetta.
I'm next to Fred, that's two. He's the oldest, and I'm the second.
Yeah.
Well, now, she brought two little girls down here one time when we lived here before. And I'm sure her name was Fayetta, but you're not that old. You're not 36.
Landsakes, no. No, she brought grandchildren, I'll bet.
She must have brought grandchildren.
I think she had Lois with her one time when she came down here, my daughter.
Well,
I thought it was Lois and Fayetta.
Well, no,
I didn't.
Lois is my daughter. Okay, I'm Fayetta. She's my daughter. And she, my mother brought Lois down here something around on a trip one time.
And it's probably one of Fred's kids or somebody with
her. And she could have brought one of Fred's, yeah. Who would be Lois? But I haven't been around since...
Well, now, that's when we...
I'm 50. I'm going to be 50. I'm not young as 36. Well, Lois isn't.
Well, now, I think you was the one she brought.
Well, she might have.
Were you a little chubby?
Well, but it was Marcel the other name? Maybe somebody kept Fred and she brought Marcel.
Well, she just brought two little girls.
Well, Marcel was my next sister. And then Gladys.
Allison, don't you remember?
She remembers Fayetta.
Fayetta that came down here with Grace.
I thought I remembered Fayetta and Freddie, a little boy and little girl with Grace one time.
Oh, did you?
Well, see, that's
well,
what
I'm thinking of two little girls. Well, you could be right, because you can think.
Well, see, that would have to be 45 years or better ago, because I don't remember it really.
Well, Let me see. We was living here 36 years ago. That is when my son got married from this house. But, of course, then we moved away from here and didn't come back till 22 years ago.
Oh, you've been here, living here now 22 years, this last time.
Mm-hmm. We bought it this time.
Oh.
The other time we rented it.
Oh.
And my husband wanted to buy it then, and I didn't want it. And,
oh.
And then when it was up for sale again, why?
Bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice place here.
Well,
we came in on 139, stopped at that service station. He said, "Where's Chester?" He said, "Right there."
Oh, he's right up here.
We just
right
passed a couple houses and took a left turn there. We're on South Chester.
Right now let's see. Who runs that? We know.
He said, "Dogleg." Dogleg Road. It's jogged up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it wasn't hard to find.
Oh, no, huh?
No.
Everybody knows it. And you've always been caught. And
do you think they'd let me in to get a picture of Clifton?
Uncle Clifton? Oh, yes, they would.
But you don't want to go.
No. I don't know anything about the place.
Well, could
I'm
going to
call Bill.
Well, I don't want to be a bother. Maybe we can find ourselves. Well, of course, I'll
see if I can find Bill.
It'd be nice to
see him. Of course, he goes. Or I'll
call. I said, you've never been here before.
So his mind is still there?
Would,
Well,
I can call Bill, and if he don't go, I'll call his son, Albie.
Well, or if you could tell us where to find him, maybe we wouldn't have to bother somebody. I don't like to be a bother.
Well, be a bother once in a
while. Once in a while, huh?
Alice, we didn't come for dinner now. Don't you fuss for us, because we could get something on. I said, don't you fix any dinner for us.
I'm just fixing a little bit of lunch.
Because
now I got an appointment at 1 o'clock, and I have to clean up a bit and go.
Well,
to
you
do
it,
there,
and don't bother a bit about it.
Whenever you just are so busy
good
on your day.
Yeah, well, just don't let us bother you a bit.
No, I got a macaroni salad and I thought maybe a ground beef patty and fruit and cookies will be all right. Mother's diabetic and
We don't need anything. We can get something on the way and you've got things to do.
And I can't take a little rich food. And I have cooked so much late.
See you a little bit.
Yeah, do that, he would want to get some more of that.
Visit a little bit with.
But still, I'll take the cake.
Oh, not this. This way.
Oh, that's okay.
So
that's
all
fine. Hell,
I don't mind the hair.
Look at all that.
Thank you. I finished that bulb again.
You got Jane Rose's fog.
Yeah, but I won't get another one ever because you had her heading up back to that window and I might not have gotten.
I'll take another one. I'll get her to stand against the wall or something.
Does the fan interfere with your recording?
Well,
if we're not saying anything, it doesn't matter anyhow. Well,
yeah.
I'll just turn.
Yeah. I can't help it.
They just gave
Well, that was bald, though. That wasn't captioned.
There's
a lot of captions around.
Yeah,
Joe Cattern and Hen Cattern, that's my our uncle. They're brothers.
Well, now when you went to Olive Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Then did you go back in LS?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were back in there yesterday.
We tried to get, you know, you ever hear of Beartown, Hometown?
Well, yes, did you get to Beartown?
Well,
yeah. That's where I was born.
Well, that's where my daddy was born. Mm-hmm. Around there, Aunt Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So we took some pictures. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
We took pictures of the
road. No, wasn't 15 years ago.
Yeah,
all
you
built
a store, a post office or something there.
Well, then you were...
And just and this side of the fair town, way down under the hill, you know they've got them roads built so high now.
Uh-huh.
And
down under
there was my old home.
Oh.
And I did see it about 15 years ago when I was over there, that heavens to Betsy, nobody
could
go. Yeah, we could see it down there, but we couldn't get down there. I couldn't go down that hill.
No.
Well, so Myrtle Hale and Henrietta and Ethel and me, we was going to go. And Ethel said, "Now I'd like to go there because if I live, I'm going down there where our old home was." And, of course, the house has moved away.
Yeah. Oh.
And then she said, "I'm going to go around there to the spring. I'm going to see that." And we was little when we left that alley.
She remembered that.
But she couldn't have been over four.
Oh.
And I think I was six because I went to Brushy School for the first year back down in Greenup.
Oh.
And I know Ethel couldn't be over four, but she remembers that. Well, now I remember the spring around there and how there's a rose vine growing up around it. I do remember that, but I'm sure it's gone too because the house is clear gone.
Yeah.
Well, and then... about 3 years ago when Myrtle and Henrietta and me was over there, we went down to John Lee's, and that was their neighbors, and Myrtle and Lottie was, and them had grown up with the Lee's children, and so they went down there. We always go down there and see them, but there's no one. We don't have a relative in Olive Hill.
You don't?
Only I think we've got two second cousins.
Yeah.
In Olive Hill. But I've never seen.
Is that where you moved to from Elliott, Olive Hill? Or?
No, we moved from Elliott to Greenup.
Oh, Greenup.
And then from all over Greenup County, my daddy was he's just the worst person in the world to live. And so then we went to Wisconsin for a year and come back.
Oh.
And then we come back to Kentucky, but to a different place in Kentucky. And then we moved to Olive Hill. And I was about 14, 15, when we got to Olive Hill. And then I stayed there. You know, I come over here. My sister Lottie got married a boy. So he was over there with a sawmill.
Uh-huh.
And she got acquainted with him there. And she... married, him and her married, and then I had to come over here and help her out with her children. So I'd go back home once a year. I'd have to go back, and then I'd have to come back over here. And then Ethel, she'd come over, and that relieved me of the trip over here so much.
Uh-huh.
So,
you stay with Lottie then a lot.
I see. And Apple did too.
Yeah.
Do you remember that ferry at Greenup? Did you ride the ferry?
Greenup.
Yeah. No.
You didn't ride the ferry?
Uh-uh.
Your mom was born in Greenup.
Yes, she was.
She
I could show you the house. I could show you the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I could show you the place where if the house is still there, but I doubt it is. And I know our house that we lived in. You see, we lived on up the hollow a little bit farther than Miles and Gracie did.
Mm-hmm. That was when Grandpa's last year. He lived right across the river from Greenup in Haver Hill. That's where he died.
Oh.
That's where he's buried. Milesville.
Milesville.
Haver Hill. It was across the ferry.
And then, now Allie's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
He hasn't been dead too many years.
Well, I don't know much about
you don't remember Allie.
We just know Milesville.
Well, Allie and Dan... stayed with M and M and
Mom, I've got some lunch set out. If you bring them in, I got to get
ready. Well, good
luck. Bring it out.
Wait for us. Come on, in to the table.
Well, oh my goodness.
Joe was her son. He was an old horse shoer. He shoed all the horses as far as I know.
He was a
he was just going way back.
Jesse Porter live in Dayton now.
Yeah.
And then my first husband got sick. He wanted to get on that.
Do you remember a Methodist retirement home down in Dayton?
Oh, it's Appalachian.
What's the name of it?
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
What's the name of
I
have two friends that are in a Methodist retirement home in Dayton. I've lost touch with them. I don't have any address now.
Well, it's closer to 11.
Over
it. We can
walk that way. Oh, I can't
walk
that far. I fell.
Well, it's 70, what did you say, 71, 72? Well, there wasn't been many then.
No, I didn't think there was.
But yeah. I can see, I think it's a lot. But I'm his sister, Johnny's sister, Sarah.
They were my father's first cousins.
Yeah,
and,
I
can't get down and back up.
I don't think Joe Skaggs and what's her name. I don't think they ever married either. I think it was Aunt Nancy Jane's children.
You mean she wasn't married?
I don't think either one.
She was just, she loved them.
And then Jane, yeah, she married, but I mean her daughter. I think that was her daughter and son Joe. They just said that you're about 4 miles.
And I almost told
them. Maybe even though they'll come home.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe we can run on out there.
The cemetery.
See if we can find the pictures. We're going to go. East, Uncle East.
Yeah, the cemetery.
Come back by. That way,
Oh,
you told me to go out to the first road to the right.
Yeah.
I'll know the place if I see it.
Well,
it's been out about a mile.
The house is different.
Well, yeah. I know the lay of the land there.
It's down over the hill from the cemetery.
And it has grown up front where it used to be. Yeah, I used to have to stay on that with those girls. The older one, though, but yet two young ones. And they both said, well, one pretty hard hit, one.
Well, now was East Judy's brother?
East? I think East was, was
you know that? Would you know that?
Brother,
did he have a sister, Judah?
Yeah, it's about 20 years. Almost 30.
I don't know which one. I know his last name.
Been
dead. And each son was dying this past year. And anyway, they're all gone to this year. But they were the nicest family. They had everything in the world, and they just worked it out.
Do they know if they're related to Ricky?
There's a lot of skanks. We've got skanks right down the road here.
We've had that history like we do,
In Louisville.
They had a major system.
Huh?
We got somebody to
build. Oh, get out of the house.
Yeah.
No, I brought it.
Oh, you didn't bring it.
I'm not going back to your house right now. Well, it's not real authentic in the whole way because. Well, yeah. Well, that was done.
Earl tried to get it updated.
That was done in 75, or what Lois did. 75 or 80, before 80.
Oh, you got a nice place here.
Are we going to see the cemetery?
Maybe.
Yes.
We're going to run to the cemetery. We'll
go
back by.
Where do you want me to go?
We're not going to that cemetery.
Oh.
No.
I'll tell you, our car is so small.
Oh, yeah. Well, most cars do.
And it's tight there.
I'm having trouble getting in
anymore. I fell.
I'm gawking at the building downward and kept in a hole.
Well, I fall through that. I guess. That's against the edge. I mean, I don't care. I'm going to take you.